Prayers and Cathedrals by Mikhail George, based on a true story. Ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John chapter 13, verse 35. Danny craned her neck back all the way, but she still couldn't see the top of the beautiful building. Her dad said it was a cathedral. People who belonged to a different church came here. Danny didn't understand why she and her family were visiting this church on a Friday, but Dad said they were going to something called Evensong. "What's that?" Danny asked. "It's a meeting where people sing songs, read scriptures, and pray together," Dad said, "like a big family before going home for the night." Danny liked how that sounded. She and her family were visiting England. Last Sunday, they went to a ward in a city called York. In primary, all the kids knew the same scriptures and songs Danny did, but they said them with really cool accents. She knew the ward she visited was part of Jesus' true church, just like her ward at home. But this cathedral was very different from the church buildings she was used to. Once they were inside, she saw how tall the ceiling was. The windows were made from beautiful colored glass. Then she noticed a small table filled with little candles. Danny watched a boy light a candle and add it to a row. "Why are you lighting candles?" Danny asked him. The boy smiled. "I light a candle when I pray for special things. As long as the flame burns, I hope the prayer will continue to be heard by God." Danny gave the candles a closer look. They looked like regular candles to her. Even though she was a little confused, she wanted to be polite. She smiled back at the boy. Danny and her family sat down, and soon Evensong started. She saw the same boy a few rows away. Then she realized she didn't know any of the songs everyone else was singing. When they prayed, they read out of a little book. Danny thought everything seemed different from what she was used to. But the music was beautiful, even if it wasn't familiar. Then a man got up to read the scriptures. He was wearing robes instead of a suit and tie like Danny's bishop. But as he started reading, Danny realized she knew this story. He was reading about Jesus healing the 10 lepers. "Dad," Danny whispered, "I love this story." Dad smiled. "Me too." Then the men in robes said a prayer. He asked God to bless those who were sick and in need, just like Danny did. He also asked a special blessing on leaders of his church. Danny remembered how her family always asked Heavenly Father to bless President Thomas S. Monson and his counselors. A warm feeling came into Danny's heart. She knew Heavenly Father was telling her he loved all his children and heard all their prayers, even if they went to a different church and didn't have the fullness of the gospel. As they got up to leave, Dad checked his phone. He looked sad as he read his message. "Sister Monson passed away," he said quietly. "Oh, no." Danny said a quick prayer in her heart that President Monson would feel comfort and be okay. "Are you all right?" someone asked. It was the same boy from before. He had heard Danny and he seemed worried. "Sister Monson passed away," Danny told him. "She was the wife of our prophet, President Monson." "I'm sorry," he said kindly. "I'll light a candle for him." Danny smiled and thanked him. She thought it was nice of the boy to say a special prayer for President Monson. She knew Heavenly Father would hear the silent prayer she said in her heart, and the prayer the boy said too. End of the article, Prayers and Cathedrals, by Mikhail George, based on a true story.